American Language Course, Situation Tape 8. Look at the pictures for Situation 8.
Hello. Come into my hotel room. You've been visiting a school here in New York, haven't you? Did you go to a high school or to a college? You went to a high school. That's right. New York City High School is very big. Did you enjoy visiting the high school? Yes, I'm sure you did. Well, I'm finished with my work here in New York. I'm going to leave for home tomorrow. Oh, I don't remember where your home is. Where is your home? I remember. You told me before. Now, ask me where my home is. Where's my home? Well, my home is in the state of Texas. Is Texas a big state or a small state? Texas is a very big state, the second biggest state in the United States. I live on a ranch in Texas. In the western part of this country, a farm is sometimes called a ranch. There are many ranches in Texas. What do we sometimes call a farm in Texas? Yes, a ranch. My father has a ranch. He owns a ranch. Do you know what it means to own something? When you own something, it's yours. You own it. This is my hat. I own this hat. Do you own a hat? How many hats do you own? I have two suitcases, so I own two suitcases. Do I want two suitcases, or do I own two suitcases? Ask me if I own a watch. Yes, I own a watch. So, what is the word you use when something is yours? You own it. And what does my father own in Texas? He owns a ranch in Texas. Good. I'd like you to visit the ranch. I want to leave New York City tomorrow. Do you want to leave with me and see the ranch? Good. We'll have to plan our trip. First, we must choose our transportation. What do we have to choose first? Our transportation. Look at picture number one. This is a map. You can see New York and San Antonio. There are different kinds of transportation on the map. What are the three kinds of transportation on the map in picture one? A bus, a train, and an airplane. These are the kinds of transportation that we can take to San Antonio. We must pay money to go to San Antonio. What is the most expensive kind of transportation we can take? An airplane. An airplane ticket isn't cheap. It's expensive. Is a bus ticket to San Antonio cheap or expensive? A bus ticket is cheap. It's not expensive. If something is cheap, it's not expensive. It doesn't cost much money. We said a bus ticket is cheap. Is an airplane ticket cheap or expensive? An airplane ticket is expensive, not cheap. What do you say when something is not expensive? It's cheap. An airplane ticket isn't cheap, but an airplane is very fast. Look at picture one again. How many hours does it take to go from New York to San Antonio on the airplane? It takes 6 hours. In picture one again, how long does it take on a train? It takes 42 hours. The bus also goes from New York to San Antonio. Now, you ask me how long it takes on the bus. How long does it take on the bus? Well, it takes 56 hours. If we plan to go on the train, we can sleep in a bed. Would that be comfortable? Yes, it would. I think we should plan to go on the train. Look at picture two. You can see many cities on the map. Look at New York City. It is many miles from San Antonio. What is the distance from New York to San Antonio? It's 2,000 miles. We'll have to travel 2,000 miles on the train. What is the distance we must travel on the train? How long does it take to go from New York City to San Antonio on the train? It takes 42 hours. Look at picture two. Look at New York City and Chicago. How far is it from New York to Chicago? It's 850 miles from New York to Chicago. You say 850. And what is the distance from Chicago to New York? Yes, 850 miles. In picture two again, how far is it on the train from Chicago to San Antonio? It's 1,270 miles from Chicago to San Antonio. You say 1,270 miles. And what is the distance from San Antonio to Chicago? Now, how long does it take to go from New York to Chicago? It takes 18 hours. But we are going from New York to San Antonio, not Chicago. It will take many more hours to go to San Antonio. How long does it take to go from New York to San Antonio by train? It takes 42 hours. And how far is it from New York to San Antonio? It's 2,000 miles. We'll take the train to San Antonio and then drive to the ranch. I have some relatives in San Antonio. Do you know what relatives are? Your relatives are your family, mother, father, brother, sister. They are your relatives. I'm not in your family. Is my brother your relative? No, he isn't. But I have a relative in San Antonio we can visit. You ask me what relative I have in San Antonio. What relative do I have in San Antonio? My uncle. Say, uncle. My uncle. An uncle is your mother's brother or your father's brother. Is an uncle a relative or not a relative? He's a relative. My uncle will drive us to the ranch. Look at picture 3. Can you see San Antonio or San Francisco in this picture? San Antonio. You can see San Antonio and the ranch. My father's ranch is not in San Antonio. In picture 3, what is the distance from San Antonio to the ranch? It's 48 miles. We will drive on the highway to the ranch. A highway is a road going from one city to another city. What is the number of the highway we will take to the ranch? It's Highway 87. This highway goes from one city to another city. What do we call the road that goes from one city to another city? A highway. And Highway 87 goes near my father's ranch. What is a highway? It's a road that goes from one city to another city. Well, we'll have to leave in the morning, but I must notify my uncle that we are coming. Say, notify. Notify my uncle. When I notify my uncle, I tell him we are coming. Now, ask me how I will notify my uncle. How will I notify my uncle? Well, I'll send him a telegram. A telegram is a fast way to notify my uncle we are coming. Will I notify my uncle by telegram or by letter? I'll notify him by telegram. Is a telegram a fast or a slow way to notify my uncle? It's a fast way. Before I notify my uncle, it's necessary to get a reservation on the train. Do you know how to get a reservation on a train? To get a reservation, I must contact the train station. When I contact the train station, I call them on the telephone. Will I contact the train station by telephone or by telegram? I'll contact the train station by telephone. I'll call the train station now. You listen to what I say. When I talk on the telephone, you listen. Do not talk. When I finish, I'll ask you some questions. Hello. I want to make 2 reservations on the train going to San Antonio. Yes, Texas. 2 reservations. Joe Smith? Good. What time does the train depart? Oh, it departs at 6:30 in the morning? That's very early. Can I obtain the tickets before the train departs? Good. Before it departs. Thank you. Oh, yes, I'll remember. The train departs promptly at 6:30. Yes, promptly. Yes. Thank you. Goodbye. Now, let me ask you some questions. How many reservations did I make? 2 reservations. When does the train depart? at 6:30 in the morning. The train departs at 6:30 tomorrow morning. It leaves at 6:30. If a train is departing, is it arriving or leaving? It's leaving. Is the train departing early or late in the morning? It's departing early in the morning, promptly at 6:30. Say promptly. Promptly at 6:30. If the train departs promptly, it does not leave late, but on time. If the train departs promptly, when does it leave? It leaves on time at 6:30. We have to obtain our tickets early. Say, obtain. Obtain our tickets. We obtain our tickets at the station. When we obtain our tickets, we get our tickets. Where do we obtain our tickets? We obtain our tickets at the train station. Do we obtain the tickets before or after the train departs? Before the train departs. The train departs very early tomorrow morning. We have many things to do tomorrow morning. You ask me what we have to do before we leave the hotel. What do we have to do before we leave the hotel? Well, we have to pay the hotel bill. The hotel bill tells us the amount of money we must pay. We will pay the hotel bill in the morning. What will we pay in the morning? We'll pay the hotel bill. And what does the hotel bill tell us? It tells us the amount of money we must pay. You have learned many new words. I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? Look at picture 2 again. Can you see New York and Washington, D.C.? The train goes from New York to Washington, D.C. How long does it take? It takes 5 hours. In picture 2, can you see Detroit? Detroit is another big city. What is the distance from New York to Detroit? Miles. You can see Chicago on the map. If I want to go from New York to Chicago, how far is it? It's 850 miles. I don't go on the train, but drive a car. What are the big roads that I drive on between cities? Yes, highways. I live on a ranch in Texas. Is a ranch like a hotel or like a farm? It's like a farm. My father has a brother who lives in San Antonio. What relative is my father's brother? He's my uncle. My uncle has a car. What is another way to say that my uncle has a car and it's his car? He owns a car. When I notify my uncle that we are coming to San Antonio, will I notify him by letter or by telegram? By telegram. When we planned our trip and looked at 3 kinds of transportation, which kind of transportation did we choose? The train. When I made our reservations, did I contact the train station by telephone or by telegram? By telephone. They said the train departs at 6:30 in the morning. Is this when the train arrives or when the train leaves? When it leaves. If we arrive at the station promptly, will we be late? No, we won't be late. We'll be on time. Where do we obtain our train tickets? At the train station. Some tickets are expensive, and some tickets are not expensive. How do you say that something is not expensive? It's cheap. We have to leave the hotel very early in the morning. What will the hotel give us that tells us how much money we must pay them? Our hotel bill. Now, if your hotel room is $12 a night and you stay two nights, what is the amount of your hotel bill? It's $24. And do you remember if Texas is the biggest or the second biggest state in this country? It's the second biggest. Alaska is the biggest. Well, we have to leave early in the morning, so good night.
This is the end of Situation Tape 8.